This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com. But I say this every week. We spell it differently. It's CHRCH because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. I wanted to wish you a happy Boxing Day today. Now, I know we may have heard of that before, and it's interesting because the United States is almost the only English-speaking country that doesn't celebrate Boxing Day. It's a national holiday in England and Australia, New Zealand. But what is Boxing Day, and why is it important? It is actually very important to the church. And I'll give you a couple of biblical reasons why. But Boxing Day, the origins are kind of unclear about how it all first began. But it's a day that is set aside to give to the poor. And back during the 1800s and early 1900s, especially in England, there would be boxes set out, metal boxes in front of churches and orphanages and hospitals and places that were, we would consider nonprofit organizations today. And people would walk around town and put money in the boxes. In other words, it's a day for giving to the poor, giving to charity. But how did it all begin? Well, there's some that would say it goes all the way back to the Roman Empire days as Christianity became spreading throughout the empire, that Roman soldiers kept their valuables in these metal boxes. But then when they became Christians, they would hand over the metal boxes, all their worldly wealth, and they would give it over to the church. Now, that may be a bit of a stretch. It's not completely clear if that works. There's also ideas that it goes back to the Middle Ages, where wealthy families would want to, after Christmas, they want to do something for the people that have served them throughout the year. So they would put together these little boxes with gifts and sometimes coins to give to their servants. But the truth is, it's not completely clear how it all began. But one of the things that is clear is it's connected to what is referred to as the Feast of Stephen. Today, on the Christian calendar, December the 26th, the day after we honor the birth of Jesus, we remember the first martyr of the church, Stephen. And it's interesting because this day has been connected, and in a lot of countries today is a holiday, the Feast of Stephen, and it's also connected with giving charitable things, giving to the poor. Somehow Boxing Day and the Feast of St. Stephen, or the Feast of Stephen, are connected, and it has to do with charity. But then the question becomes, how do we connect the dots between Stephen, a man who gave his life for the faith? How do we connect that with charitable giving? Well, I want to spend just a moment just looking at Stephen and how he's described. He goes all the way back. He's one of those first deacons of the church. And if you remember the story, it's found in Acts chapter 6. And in Acts 6, there just becomes more and more widows and orphans and people that need help. They need the support. And the apostles say, we need someone to come alongside us and help us to serve. So they came up with the title deacon or server. And when they're choosing them, and this is in Acts chapter 6, verse 3, they're selecting who should be the deacons. And it says, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. So Stephen is chosen as one of these first ones, and he's described just as that. Good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, and an individual who is chosen to serve. That doesn't quite say charitable giving. So let's keep reading it. Verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit. So there's another description, full of faith in the Holy Spirit. They also chose Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they were set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid hands on them. So that's the beginning of this ministry. And then coming down a couple of more verses to verse 8, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Now, that still doesn't say why we connect him with charitable giving. we hear about a guy full of faith, full of power, full of the Holy Spirit. So he's a guy definitely, he's definitely a guy you'd want serving in your church, of course. But where is it that we connect this idea of him and connecting it with charitable giving? Well, you have to continue on in Stephen's story, and it continues through into chapter 6 and then into verse 7. And into verse 7, obviously, because he's standing up and doing these wonderful things in the name of Jesus, that's going to get some attention. And he is brought before the Sanhedrin, and like Jesus, he's placed on trial. They bring false accusation against him, and then they find him guilty, and they allow him to stand and to speak. And while he's speaking, in chapter 7 is his message. It's this great message about the faith and the Old Testament. And if you read it through, it's him saying, okay, here's all of these events, like Moses, who was first rejected by the Jews and then accepted as their leader in the book of Exodus. Even the law itself, God gives the law, rejected but later accepted. And then he starts to go down that road. And this Jesus whom you crucified, oh, and the group sees where this is going. They cover their ears and begin shouting so that no one can hear Stephen anymore, and they take him out to have him stoned. And this, just the moment, this is where he becomes the first martyr. And there is this line, and this is probably where we get the idea of charity. It says, Acts chapter 7, verse 60, he knelt down, cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. So his final words were this act of charity, this act of forgiving. Lord, do not charge this sin, charge them with this sin. It sounds a whole lot like what we hear from Jesus when he's on the cross, when he's being nailed to the cross in Luke 23, 34. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's where we see this picture, Jesus giving the example, Stephen following the example and going and just dying a martyr's death. It's interesting because Stephen is considered the first martyr of the church, and it has been estimated that 70 million Christians have died for their belief in Jesus Christ. The majority of that comes from the 20th century, and some experts say in the first two decades of this century, the 21st century, 2 million Christians have died. So the picture that we get is an individual who will stand all the way to the end, but then it's those words, forgive them. Don't hold this sin against them. That, to me, I think really speaks a whole lot about the charity of this man. Because what greater act of charity could we possibly give than forgiveness? Something that is, in some cases, undeserved. Because that's what Jesus did for us. Every one of us a sinner. And we don't deserve those words, but Jesus' words, our words too. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And those of us who have followed Jesus as Savior and Lord, those of us who have put our faith and trust in them, those of us who have asked him for forgiveness, those are our words. And again, we think about this day, Boxing Day. Maybe the Christian church should adopt this idea that this day we remember Stephen, the first martyr, is the day of forgiveness. A day that we could just remember. Maybe some words have been said. Maybe some words have been said even over the last day or so as we have gathered with our family. Maybe today is the day for us to forgive. Just a little something to ponder today as we think about the Feast of Stephen and Boxing Day.